You're listening to the Ken Hodge Post Podcast. Podcast I have lined up for you today, and again, it pertains to right now. That beat you hear in the background, I call it my personal crew. That's the Postal Jamming guys, and if I said they were awesome, that would be an understatement. So I'm going to let that beat play. So hopefully you get some feel-good music while you also understand that there is a watchdog looking out for your rights and trying to protect your interests as postal employees. Let's have a show this morning. Today we're going to talk about erroneous 1099Gs. A 1099G is no more than a... Well, not no more, but it is a form sent to you by the Internal Revenue Service, by the government, because it shows that you received... I got to stop the podcast just for a minute because the brothers is vibing in the back. Yeah, you're going to have to stay with me today. But anyway, a 1099G is a form from the state saying you receive, in this case, unemployment compensation. Now, again, usually on box one or two, box one on the 1099G will tell you if it's unemployment compensation, or box two will tell you if the funds were state or local income tax refunds, credits, or offsets. But nonetheless, if you receive a 1099G, you received something from a federal agency. Now, let's talk about this. This cat is just ridiculous on that guitar. I'm sorry. All right, Dave, you got me all in this morning. We just gonna stop and let you do you. If you appreciate the craftsmanship of a musician. Okay, let's get back to what we originally started out with. 1099Gs erroneously being sent to people. Now, it has come to my attention as a postal employee and as one who has received a 1099G that somewhere, somehow, somebody got into your information and requested unemployment benefits unbeknownst to you. So now we go through the process of finding out how this happened, why this happened, and how do we eliminate this from being a tax issue for postal employees during this tax season. Now, today I spent well over 3 hours trying to contact Ohio Job and Family Services. I went from one voicemail to holding, then to another voicemail to being on hold for another hour. But nonetheless, I was not able to get in touch with anybody from that office. But I will say this to you. I was able to get in touch with postal management, labor rep, and we had a conversation. And apparently, as I already suspected, this is just not isolated instance in Columbus, Ohio. Somebody somewhere hijacked some information. I don't know, hijacked, tapped into some computers and took some information. And it appears that a lot of the information that was taken was of postal employees. So let me say this first of all. I'm pretty sure if you go to probably your union websites, they may have information on it. Or if you go to Postal Light Blue, there might be some information notifying you that some information was compromised. But I'm going to address the situation right now because this is what we have. And then we'll get to how did it happen or who's going to answer if somebody was not proficient at what they were supposed to do. But nonetheless, 1099-Gs are being sent to postal employees. And let me say this. The manner in which this information was used, I'm going to tell you now, this is not isolated to postal employees. So what I'm going to do for the rest of this podcast is I'm not going to limit my vernacular or my language to just postal employees. I'm going to talk about this as an issue in society when unemployment allegations or claims are being filed against anyone. Okay, now this is directly from ODJFS, Fraud Investigation, Identified Theft Instructions. Below are the steps one must take if they are made aware that someone has filed a fraudulent unemployment claim using their information. First, the employee must report the fraudulent activity to their employer. Then the employee, let me stop right there and break that down. I'm sorry. When I say your employer, if I'm you, or this is what I'm going to do, I'm going to report it to the plant manager. I'm going to report it to no one less than an MDO. And listen to me, if you choose to, I'm not going to tell them verbally. It's going to be in writing, maybe through a certified letter or an email, but I'm not going to deliver that message verbally. And I'm going to tell you why. If for some reason your verbal information does not get passed along for keeping the podcast positive, let's just say supervisors were very busy and something slips through the crack and unfortunately it was your information. So we're going to take that out of the equation right now. If you receive this 1099, you're going to contact them in writing to let them know of the fraudulent activity. Then the employee must report the activity to Ohio Division of Job Family Services by completing the form in the link below, as well as contacting the ODJFS fraud hotline. See full contact information below. So again, these are Ohio Department of Job Family Services guidelines, a little larger, or they expand greater than just the Postal Service. So what I'm saying to you is, as you get instructions, please follow them to the letter so we can ensure that this issue is dealt with on the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services side and the postal side. So, in the last 12 months, Ohio Benefit Payment Control Section identified more than $19 million in fraudulent overpaid benefits. $19,520,344 to be exact. Any suspected fraud should be reported by calling the toll-free hotline at 1-800-686-1555, option 1, by faxing the information to area code 614-752-4808, or by clicking any report fraud link on this website. Now, contact information, benefits payment control, P.O. Box 1618, Columbus, Ohio, 43216, 1618 if you want to do the real thing. Phone number 1-800-686-1555. Now, I have an email that has a link on it that took me right to Ohio Department of Job and Family Services fraud website. And again, they want to know your name, address, and briefly describe how they are committing frauds or are ineligible. Well, again, I'm describing how they are committing fraud, and that is someone other than myself filed for unemployment benefits under my Social Security number. They want to know where you work. Then they want to know where you live. Give them an email address. Check that you're not a robot. And then there's a box that says send email. Well, if all your information is correct or there's no errors on it, the email will be sent. Then you'll get a confirmation message successfully sent. Thank you. Now, that I print. I print what I sent, and I print my acknowledgement that I sent it. Now, I'm going to take these two documents, scan them in, and I'm going to email them to my MDO. Now, I have followed the guidelines to the T from the Department of Job and Family Services, and I've not seen any guidelines from the post office. And I want to say, I don't know how widespread this is. I'm hearing things, but again, so to postal employees who are affected by this 1099-G, I understand, I don't want to be caught up in some tax shenanigans, because I'm not going to pay tax on funds that I never receive, and that's going to create a whole nother vicious cycle with the Internal Revenue Service that I could really do without. So let's look at, now we understand what we have to do. Okay, that's the 1099. Contact OD, Department of Job Family Services, or contact Kenny Hodge at KennyHodgeNPMHU304.com, and I will send you the link directly. Now, again, I'm sure it's going to be published, but I'm always that frontline person. Just in case everything else fails, I'm already there for you. So contact me. I'll send you the link. Fill out the papers. Print it out. Send it to your MDO. And at this point, that's all we can do. Now, I have to say, on another note, if this is something that is prevalent or predominant in postal service, then I have to believe that even though it was some what they call hacking into whatever, that the post office, if that's what happened, I think the post office should be very proactive in making sure their members are not harmed in any way because of these erroneous 1099s. Now, I got to tell you, mine is for a very small amount. Win, lose, or draw, honestly, it's not going to make that much of a difference, but it's still wrong. But I've seen others that have substantial amounts that, no, I don't think that they should be having an extra burden. So, Postal Service, I'm sure you're hearing about this, and if it is decided that there was something in Postal Administration that allowed this to happen, not saying willingly, please don't misinterpret what I'm trying to say, but if you were negligent in some way, let's make sure, or can you make sure, that your employees don't have unnecessary stress. In other words, step right up to the plate, make sure this is going to be taken care of. even if it means you have to allocate funds to pay for these 1099 erroneous unemployment benefits that your employer. I don't know what you have to do. I was just brainstorming while I was talking to you, but you should make sure your employees have no unnecessary stress. If there was something could have done so that their information wasn't exposed. And again, I said, if I don't know, you don't know, but you're going to find out. And when you find out, if it is something you could have done, then just do the right thing by your employees. And I was saying earlier that as employees, I know this is going to affect everyone differently, but you got to remember, if this is not affecting a large enough postal population, then all of our resources or avenues of getting this corrected is going to be through Department of Job Family Services. If enough postal employees become affected by this, then it becomes a postal issue, and you'll see postal headquarters putting out guidelines and helping to direct the flow of information. So again, I don't know how many. I just know, again, I'm in a very small corner in Ohio, but I know that I'm starting to hear it more and more. I'm starting to hear it in other industries, so that lets me know that it isn't a widespread issue. But listen, if you hear the podcast, understand, let's get prepared. Let's set up to deal with this 1099 issue. I don't even know. This might be an everyday, every year event. I just know I'm affected by it, and people I know are affected by it this year. So this year, let's try to do something to get it corrected. Kenny Hodge on the KHP, trying to keep you informed on all aspects. Let's have a great day.